Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Superfreakonomics by Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen J. Dubner. This sequel to the groundbreaking Freakonomics invites us once again to see the world through the lens of an economist, but with even more unexpected insights and unconventional wisdom. Levitt, an esteemed economist with a rich background in researching crime and corruption, teams up with accomplished writer and journalist Dubner to explore the hidden side of everything, from the implications of data in solving global problems to the quirky aspects of human behavior. Superfreakonomics challenges us to think differently about our modern world. Who is this book for? It's a treasure trove for anybody intrigued by entertaining statistical facts about human behavior. Math enthusiasts who value the power of numbers and statistics will find it particularly engaging. Moreover, if you're curious about innovative, cost-effective solutions to pressing issues like global warming, this book offers surprising answers that might just change the way you see the world. Dive into Superfreakonomics and join Levitt and Dubner on a fascinating journey through the mysteries of economics and human behavior, where you're guaranteed to come away with a new perspective on the seemingly mundane aspects of everyday life. Superfreakonomics: Global Cooling, Patriotic Prostitutes, and Why Suicide Bombers Should Buy Life Insurance. Introduction: Discovering Solutions. Hidden in Data: The Unexpected Path to Addressing Society's Challenges. Have you ever felt frustrated by the seemingly insurmountable challenges that society faces, be it climate change, terrorism, or health crises? It often seems as if, despite the world being full of brilliant minds, we're stuck in a cycle of problems without solutions. But what if the issue isn't a lack of intelligence or resources, but rather where we're searching for answers? The stark reality that might be hard to digest is that experts sometimes miss the forest for the trees. Instead of leveraging the unbiased and clear insights offered by data, they often resort to relying on personal anecdotes and experiences. These methods, however subjective and rich in detail they might be, are prone to error and can lead to significant misjudgments. Unlike human memory, data doesn't lie. It doesn't forget. It doesn't bias. And when analyzed correctly, it reveals truths that can sometimes be surprising or counterintuitive. In this narrative, we uncover the power of data in unveiling solutions that are anything but ordinary. From understanding the economics behind prostitution rates, to untangling the unexpected consequences of taxation, and even exploring radical approaches to combat global warming, the story unfolds in numbers and facts. We learn that the decrease in the income of modern-day prostitutes compared to their 19th-century counterparts is not a simple tale of economic inflation or societal change, but a nuanced story revealed through careful analysis of data. Similarly, the introduction of taxes, with the intention of improving public welfare, inadvertently led to an increase in the rat population, showcasing how data can expose the unpredictable ripple effects of policy decisions. Perhaps most controversially, we dive into the idea that combating global warming could involve a counterintuitive approach, introducing more pollution into the atmosphere. It's a radical proposition that stems not from a dismissive attitude towards environmental concerns, but from a deep dive into climatic data, revealing potential interventions that are far from what conventional wisdom would suggest. By journeying through these insights, we observe a common thread. The answers to some of society's most pressing problems might not lie in the places we most frequently look. They're tucked away in databases, charts, and statistical models, waiting for the curious and open-minded to uncover them. This exploration is not just about the stories data tells, but also about shifting our approach to problem-solving. It's a call to embrace the clarity and objectivity of data as we navigate the complex issues that define our time. As we venture into the future, armed with numbers and an analytical mindset, we may find that the most effective solutions have been hiding in plain sight, encoded in the language of data. Part 1: Unlocking the Secrets of Human Behavior Through Statistics. Imagine if you could decode the mystery behind every tossed piece of litter, every illogical decision, and every seemingly irrational action that people around you take, while the fantasy of literally stepping into someone else's mind remains in the realm of science fiction, there is a surprisingly effective alternate route to understanding human behavior, statistics. We live in a world where incentives are employed as a tool to nudge behavior in the direction deemed desirable by societies or governments. These incentives are crafted with the hope of encouraging us to act in more socially responsible ways, from recycling more diligently to reducing our waste. However, as history and data show, this approach often backfires in the most unexpected manners, bringing to light the highly unpredictable nature of human actions. Consider the example of introducing fees based on the volume of trash generated, a policy implemented with the intention of promoting waste reduction. Ironically, instead of leading to less waste, such initiatives have sometimes resulted in individuals adopting bizarre and counterproductive behaviors, like flushing leftovers down toilets in Germany, inadvertently turning urban plumbing into a buffet for the local rat populations. These consequences serve as a testament to the law of unintended consequences, highlighting how even well-meaning policies can lead to unwanted results. But how do we navigate this complex maze of human behavior to design better policies and incentives? The answer lies in the power of statistics. Statistics offer us a window into the intricacies of human behavior, providing insights that can seem as close as we can get to mind reading without psychic powers. Through the rigorous collection and analysis of data, we can uncover patterns and trends that reveal the underlying motivations driving people's actions. This data-driven approach allows us to anticipate the possible outcomes of policies and incentives, potentially averting the adverse effects before they unfold. In the stories that follow, we delve deep into a treasure trove of statistical analyses and data-driven investigations that shed light on the curious ways of humankind. From the quirks of everyday actions to the broader societal patterns, these insights reveal the critical role that statistics play in deciphering the hidden logic behind human behavior. By embracing the statistical approach, we not only gain a better understanding of why people act the way they do, but also equip ourselves with the knowledge to influence behavior in more predictable and positive ways. In the realm of human action, where unpredictability reigns supreme, statistics emerge as a beacon of clarity, guiding us towards more informed decisions and more effective policies. Part 2. Embracing the Economist's Perspective, a Gateway to Societal Insights. Imagine navigating through life's complexities with a lens that brings clarity, objectivity, and innovative solutions to the forefront. This is the promise of thinking like an economist, not just a pursuit of profit, but an endeavor to understand the world through the disciplined analysis of data and trends. Economic thinking may often be misconstrued as a cold-hearted quest for financial gain, but its essence lies in a far more noble pursuit, the quest for understanding. By grounding hypotheses in solid data, economists strive to differentiate between what is typical and what is an outlier, enabling them to remain objective and focused on the truth. Take, for example, the American Summer of the Shark in 2001. The media frenzy surrounding a series of shark attacks painted an image of the ocean's predators as more dangerous than ever. However, a closer look at the data revealed that the number of shark attacks was not anomalously high. It was the heightened public awareness and media coverage that was out of the ordinary. This discovery underscores the power of looking at situations through an economist's lens, grounding perceptions in facts rather than sensational narratives. But the value of economic thinking doesn't end at understanding. It extends into the realm of problem solving. Faced with seemingly insurmountable challenges, adopting an economist's perspective can lead to groundbreaking innovations. Consider the dilemma of horse manure in the early 1900s, a byproduct of the prevalent use of horse-drawn carriages. Rather than accept the status quo or futilely attempt to reduce the horse's manure production, Forward-thinking minds sought alternative solutions. The result was the invention of the automobile. A solution that not only addressed the manure issue, but also revolutionized transportation. As we explore various societal problems, from prostitution to environmental concerns, The Economist's viewpoint serves as a guiding light. It encourages us to dissect these challenges with a blend of rationality, objectivity, and creativity, pushing us towards solutions that may have previously seemed unimaginable. By adopting the Economist mindset, we unlock a powerful tool for navigating the world. This approach not only brings us closer to the underlying truths of societal phenomena, but also ignites the spark of innovation, leading us to solutions that transcend conventional boundaries. Through this lens, we are equipped to confront and solve the puzzles that shape our societies, transforming challenges into opportunities for progress. Part 3: The Intriguing Economics of Prostitution, A Tale of Supply and Demand. In the vast and varied landscape of the global economy, where men predominantly hold the reins in most sectors, there remains a striking exception: the ancient profession of prostitution. This domain, predominantly led by women, offers fascinating insights into economic principles when viewed through the lens of statistics and historical data. Rewind to the turn of the 20th century, and you'll encounter the Everly Butterfly Girls in Chicago, sex workers who commanded an income equivalent to around $430,000 in today's terms, a figure that modern-day sex workers can only envision in their wildest dreams. So, what's behind this drastic shift in earnings over the past century? The economics of prostitution are deeply intertwined with societal norms and laws. A century ago, premarital sex was far less common, driving higher demand for sex work. Additionally, the illegal status of the profession and the associated social stigma demanded higher compensation for the risks involved. Fast forward to the present, where societal attitudes towards premarital sex have liberalized and the number of women voluntarily entering sex work has risen, we witness a classic case of increased supply leading to a decline in prices and, consequently, wages. Yet the world of sex work is not immune to the effects of short-term events on demand and pricing strategies. A 2-year comprehensive study shed light on how sex workers employ price discrimination, charging more to clients who appear wealthier, as suggested by their attire or demeanor. This adaptive pricing strategy indicates a keen awareness of the value that different client segments are willing to pay. Seasonal variations also play a pivotal role in the economics of sex work. The study highlighted instances such as a significant 30% price surge in a certain neighborhood during Thanksgiving, attributed to an increased influx of clients seeking additional entertainment while visiting their families. This scenario presented even non-sex workers with an opportune moment to earn extra income, showcasing how individuals capitalize on short-term spikes in demand. Drawing parallels between sex workers and department store Santas might seem unexpected, but it underscores a fundamental economic principle. Both are quick to seize temporary job opportunities that come with heightened demand, working overtime to maximize earnings within a limited window. Through the lens of prostitution, we gain a unique perspective on the forces of supply and demand, pricing strategies, and the impact of societal changes on an occupation that, despite its longevity, remains as economically dynamic as any other sector. This exploration into the statistics behind sex work not only demystifies the financial dimensions of the trade, but also reflects the broader principles at play in the economics of unconventional markets. Part 4: Unveiling Terrorist Networks Through the Lens of Economics. Terrorism, with its unpredictable nature and indiscriminate targeting, presents one of the most daunting challenges of our modern times. The very randomness that characterizes terrorist attacks also contributes to the complexity of preempting them. Yet, in this deeply unsettling domain, the application of economic thinking and data analysis offers a glimmer of hope in illuminating the path to early detection of potential threats. Delving into the minds of terrorists requires an understanding of their motivations. This endeavor led Alan Krueger, a distinguished economics professor at Princeton University, to undertake a detailed comparison between terrorists in Lebanon and the general populace. Kruger's findings challenged widespread assumptions. Terrorists were more likely to boast higher education levels and hail from middle-class or affluent backgrounds. It emerged that their motivations were rooted not in financial desperation, but in a commitment to political causes. This critical insight into the profile of terrorists points to the broader applicability of economic principles in identifying potential threats before they materialize. Traditional surveillance methods, such as monitoring suspects' communications, have proven to be cumbersome and not particularly efficient. In response to this inadequacy, an innovative alternative has emerged through the work of a security expert pseudonymously named Ian Horsley, who has crafted an algorithm capable of sifting through banking details to flag possible terrorists. Initially designed to ferret out fraudsters, Horsley's algorithm employs a series of indicators to detect patterns of behavior commonly associated with terrorists. Positive indicators highlight traits frequently observed among terrorists, like renting homes instead of owning them or being enrolled as a student. Conversely, negative indicators pinpoint actions unlikely to be associated with terrorists, such as purchasing life insurance, given its null value in cases of suicide missions. While no tool can claim absolute perfection in the realm of counterterrorism, Horsley's algorithm stands out as a promising instrument in the ongoing effort to identify suspects who might otherwise evade detection. Its reliance on economic principles and behavioral data underscores a powerful strategy. Understanding and anticipating terrorists' actions through the analytical rigor associated with economic thinking. Ironically, the knowledge that such algorithms are in use could prompt terrorists to adjust their behavior, perhaps even considering life insurance purchases as a bluff. This cat-and-mouse game between security forces and terrorists reflects the complex interplay of strategy, psychology, and economics, a chess match where every move and countermove is underpinned by the quest to outthink an elusive adversary. Part 5. Debunking myths of altruism and apathy through economic experiments. The harrowing incident surrounding Kitty Genovese's murder in 1964 has long served as a stark illustration of bystander apathy. The reluctance of 38 witnesses to intervene as she was attacked, not once but thrice, emboldened a narrative of a society deeply ensconced in selfishness and indifference. This event was emblematic of an era that viewed humanity's essence through a lens of cynicism. However, as the pendulum of societal perspectives swung, the 1980s heralded a new era of optimism about the human spirit. The pivot was significantly attributed to the burgeoning field of game theory, a fascinating amalgamation of psychology and economics that sought to understand human decision-making. The dictator game emerged as a pivotal experiment in this journey, revealing an astounding propensity among participants, across various cultures and contexts, to share their money with strangers. This behavior painted a picture of society as innately altruistic, challenging the previous narrative of intrinsic selfishness. Yet, this conclusion didn't sit well with John List, a renowned experimental economist. Perplexed by these findings, List set out to test the waters of altruism with a twist on the conventional format of the dictator game. His rendition introduced the possibility not just to share, but also to steal from the stranger. Coupled with the requirement for participants to engage in mundane tasks, like stamping letters, before playing, this new setup was designed to mirror real-life complexities more closely. The results were telling. Only a minuscule 6% of participants opted to share their bounty, whereas a staggering 66% chose the path of self-interest, pocketing the money at the expense of the stranger. These findings cast a long shadow on the idea of inherent altruism, suggesting that under more realistic conditions, individuals might lean more towards their self-serving instincts. Through List's innovative approach, the curtain was pulled back to reveal the nuanced landscape of human behavior. one that oscillates between altruism and self-interest. The experiments underscore a more complex truth. People are neither wholly altruistic nor entirely apathetic. Instead, their actions are influenced by a myriad of factors, including the setup of the decision-making environment and the immediate precedence to their choices. This exploration into the depths of human altruism and selfishness sheds light on the intricate dynamics that govern our interactions. It serves as a reminder that the essence of human behavior is multifaceted, resisting simplification into binary categories of good or bad, altruistic or apathetic. In the grand tapestry of human actions, we find a spectrum of motivations guiding us through the perennial quest to understand the fundamentally unpredictable nature of our species. Part 6: When Less is More, Simple Solutions to Complex Problems. The tale of tackling persistent challenges often mirrors the Odyssey of Sisyphus, always pushing, never overcoming. This narrative is all too familiar in the realms of science and innovation, where complex problems often seem insurmountable. However, history teaches us that sometimes the most perplexing problems succumb to the simplest of solutions, guided by the clear, unadorned insights drawn from data. Consider the curious case of a Vienna hospital in 1847, gripped by the tragedy of puerperal fever, a deadly disease claiming the lives of one in six healthy women post-childbirth. Ignaz Semmelweis, a physician perplexed by this grim statistic, embarked on a mission fueled by data and hypothesized relationships. Why were women giving birth at home or in midwives' wards less susceptible to this fever compared to those in the male doctors' wards? The answer came with the distressing news of a colleague's death, following a seemingly innocuous cut incurred during an autopsy. The revelation? Male doctors, moving straight from autopsies to the birthing station, unwittingly transferred harmful cadaverous particles to these women. Simple as it was revolutionary, the solution that emerged was hand washing, a practice that dramatically curtailed the incidence of puerperal fever, illustrating how sometimes the simplest interventions can cast a profound, life-saving impact. The pursuit of simplicity as a means to innovation was further demonstrated in the 1950s by Henry Ford. Faced with the alarming reality of car crashes being a leading cause of death, Ford appointed Robert Strange McNamara to delve into crash data with the aim of bolstering driving safety. Through meticulous analysis, McNamara pinpointed a common denominator in fatal injuries: the lethal trajectory of passengers' heads during collisions. While conventional wisdom and prior attempts at innovation focused on softening steering wheels, McNamara's data-driven epiphany led to a different, more fundamental question: why not prevent the head from being thrust forward at all? This line of inquiry culminated in the introduction of the seatbelt, a deceptively simple yet groundbreaking solution that slashed the risk of death by up to 70%. These vignettes from history underscore a powerful message. Amidst the complexity of our challenges, the solutions we seek often reside in the realm of simplicity. By adhering to the principles of careful data analysis and reframing the questions that guide our search for answers, we can unveil solutions that are not only straightforward, but monumental in their impact. In this journey of discovery, let us remember that when complex problems loom large, the simplest answers might just be waiting to be uncovered. Part 7: Navigating the Complex Terrain of Global Warming. Global warming stands as one of the towering challenges of our age, a spectral threat looming over humanity's future. Yet, in the face of such peril, collective action seems frustratingly sluggish. This inertia can, in part, be attributed to the intricate nature of global warming, a phenomenon we understand is exacerbated by human activities, though the exact mechanisms and extent remain elusive. The discourse surrounding global warming is often ensnared in a web of confusion and myth. Conventional wisdom points fingers at automobiles and industrial activities as prime culprits. Yet, a startling revelation by data analysis shows that ruminants, particularly cows, contribute to 50% more greenhouse gases than the entire transportation sector combined. This example alone underscores the necessity of dissecting more data to identify the true drivers of climate change, a task complicated by the multifaceted nature of this global menace. One of the grave challenges in confronting global warming lies in the inability of climate scientists to conduct direct experiments. This limitation restricts their capacity to definitively test and verify which strategies can effectively mitigate the impact of climate change. The consequence is a scenario where policy and practice march forward on a path illuminated more by educated guesswork than by undeniable scientific evidence, exacerbating the dilemma are negative externalities, where the repercussions of environmental degradation are disproportionately borne by those least responsible for it. A case in point is the potential submersion of low-lying islands due to rising sea levels, a calamity linked to the excessive meat consumption in more affluent parts of the world and the resultant greenhouse gas emissions from livestock. Despite these daunting obstacles, efforts to stimulate a more informed and actionable discourse on global warming persist. High-profile initiatives such as Al Gore's documentary film, An Inconvenient Truth, and his formation of the Alliance for Climate Protection have endeavored to pull back the curtain on the complexities and urgencies of climate change, with mixed outcomes. The crux of the matter boils down to incentives, or the lack thereof, for individuals and societies to alter their behavior in meaningful ways. Without compelling reasons to adjust our lifestyles, the inertia surrounding global warming is likely to persist, rendering the global community incapable of mounting an effective response. Amidst this bleak landscape, whispers of a potential silver bullet solution have emerged. But as the narrative unfolds, the question looms: is there indeed a shortcut to addressing the labyrinthine challenge of global warming? Or will the solution demand a more profound transformation of our interactions with the planet? Part 8: A Counterintuitive Approach, Combating Global Warming with Geoengineering. The battle against global warming often appears as an uphill struggle, especially when the pursuit of solutions requires investment with uncertain returns. However, nestled within the wealth of data and historical precedents lies a counterintuitive yet potentially game-changing strategy, using pollution to combat climate change. This paradoxical notion draws inspiration from the aftermath of the 1991 eruption of Mount Pinatubo. The volcanic event unleashed an enormous amount of ash into the atmosphere, creating a lingering haze that resulted in a temporary global cooling effect. This natural experiment hinted at an unconventional method to address the warming planet. Enter Nathan Myhrvold, a visionary whose career trajectory took him from chief technology officer at Microsoft to an innovative researcher at Intellectual Ventures in Seattle. Myhrvold proposed an audacious idea grounded in geoengineering: the deliberate manipulation of Earth's climate system. The concept is simple: emulate the cooling effect witnessed after volcanic eruptions by artificially introducing particles into the atmosphere. A pivotal 1992 report from the National Academy of Sciences supported Myhrvold's hypothesis, suggesting that dispersing sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere could indeed cool the planet. This approach requires a unique delivery method, sending the sulfur dioxide higher than traditional industry emissions reach. Implementing this strategy involves using existing infrastructure, such as power plants, equipped with a special hose-like apparatus to release 100,000 tons of sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere annually. According to projections, this deliberate intervention could significantly curtail warming in the Arctic and ameliorate overall climate conditions in the Northern Hemisphere. Dubbed Budiko's Blanket, after the Russian climatologist who inspired the approach, this geoengineering solution presents an affordable and reversible method for climate intervention. While the notion of introducing more pollution to counteract the effects of existing pollution may seem counterintuitive, the statistical evidence and model simulations back its potential efficacy. Moreover, the economic implications are striking. Implementing Boudicault's blanket is projected to cost a mere $250 million. To put this into perspective, this sum is $50 million less than the annual expenditure of Al Gore's foundation on raising public awareness about climate change. This unorthodox approach to addressing global warming underscores the importance of remaining open to unconventional ideas, especially when they are supported by solid data and analysis. As we navigate the complexities of climate change, geoengineering stands as a testament to human ingenuity, offering a potentially viable pathway to cooling our warming world. Final summary. The essence of this exploration reveals an undeniable truth. In the vibrant tapestry of human experiences and societal challenges, statistics serve as a powerful lantern, illuminating paths previously obscured. Through the meticulous collection and analysis of data, coupled with a relentless pursuit of objectively framed inquiries, we unlock a deeper comprehension of the complexities of human behavior. From understanding the economics hidden within age-old professions to reimagining solutions to environmental crises, the concerted application of statistical insights holds the key to untangling the most persistent of problems. In embracing this approach, we are not just deciphering the codes of our current predicaments, but are also laying the groundwork for a future that is shaped by informed decisions, innovative solutions, and a steadfast commitment to making the world a more understood and thereby better place. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.